Nestle worked hard to tell that story. The story was simple and was framed to fit the worldview of many moms in the developing world. Western technology is better for your baby. That story encouraged mothers to stop breastfeeding and start using powdered Nestle formula, which was provided free to many new moms. If Nestle had told an authentic story, one that was aimed at moms with AIDS or those who had trouble feeding a baby the traditional way, they could have built a long-term business. It would have been a smaller business, but it would have survived scrutiny and grown organically by improving the lives of their customers. The story Nestle chose to tell didn't make things better, though. The positive aura of the Western technology story they framed did absolutely nothing to save the lives of babies who should have been breastfed in the first place. This isn't a case of allowing people to lie to themselves in order to make the experience better or to encourage people to do something they'd end up being glad they did. It was about getting people to do something they'd be sorry they believed in. Nestle's powdered formula frequently got diluted by families unable to afford to buy as much formula as they needed. Unclean water was mixed into the powdered formula, and as a result, many babies got sick. Because the story wasn't accurate, because it was actually the opposite of the reality of the situation for most moms, the effect of a consumer lying to herself was devastating. Marketing is now so powerful that caveat emptor is no longer a valid defense. Nestle learned a hard lesson and backed off, but the point applies to all marketers. Just because people might believe your story doesn't give you the right to tell it. Could Nestle have sold the story without the active participation of the consumers they were speaking to? Of course not. The story only worked because of the worldview these consumers had before Nestle even showed up. The consumers were complicit, no doubt about it, but it doesn't matter. Marketers are wrong when they insist that all we do is offer options. It's up to consumers to decide for themselves. Marketing is now so well developed and so embedded in our culture that consumers no longer make decisions based on a rational analysis of facts. Instead, they decide based on the stories they're told. To disclaim responsibility for a fraud is cowardly. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm angry. I'm angry when babies are killed by deceitful marketers. I'm upset that politicians and corporations and even job seekers have figured out how to tell stories that trick people into doing things they regret later. I'm bitterly disappointed that something that could do so much good is often used to selfish ends. It's not just the obvious stuff you've seen on 60 Minutes. Somewhere along the way, marketing started walking down a slippery path of something worse than irresponsibility. Non-responsibility. It's okay to market knockoff Livestrong bracelets because, hey, it's a free market. It's okay to puff your copy on your website or weasel your way around your no-spam privacy policy because, hey, you've got quarterly numbers to hit. Everyone does it. Is not the excuse that will stop this slide. It exacerbates it. Until marketers start to take responsibility for the stories we tell and the promises we make, consumers will get increasingly more skeptical and suspicious, and all marketers will lose. The good news is that even though marketing is far more powerful, it's now harder than ever to get away with a fraud for long. Millions of people on the internet are watching the reactions people have to your stories. Google is tracking your behavior. It's almost impossible to keep a tangled story straight. The only robust, predictable strategy is a simple one. Be authentic. Do what you say you're going to do. Live the lie fully and completely. Keeping promises. Deceitful marketers prey on a consumer's inability to tell fibs from frauds. They create a fashion but then don't deliver on their promises. The danger of writing this book is that it will enable and embolden the deceitful storytellers. It could make selfish marketers who are interested in a quick buck even more successful, because if they tell a good story, they're more likely to succeed. The good news is that this group is in the minority. Even better, once consumers are able to see the effect that stories have on them, they'll be in a much better position to believe the good ones and avoid the bad. A lie won't work for long if it's really a lie. If you must calculate your story, pulling some miracles out of the air, that means you probably can't live the story. George Riedel wouldn't succeed with his wine glasses if his entire organization didn't believe the lie the consumers believe. The best coin dealers own their own coins for investment, just as George Gilder, the fabled technology prognosticator, lost more money than most of his readers when the telecommunications bubble tanked. Yes, you need a story. No, it may not be inauthentic. Telling the honest from the not-so-honest. It's in the eye of the beholder. It's not up to me or to the Pope or to the ethicist. Your story fails when the person who believed it decides it fails. You and I know that magicians aren't really magical. When we discover that a magician is doing a trick, we don't get angry. You also know that makeup doesn't really make women look 20 years younger, and that your favorite restaurant doesn't have a kitchen as clean as your kitchen at home. That's okay. You buy into these lies because both you and the storyteller benefit as long as you believe. But what happens when we discover that beech nut apple juice for toddlers was systematically watered down? What happens when an author like Robert Allen starts spamming people in order to make a few more bucks? When we recognize the fraud for what it is, we feel incredibly stupid. Something more than our bank account is damaged. Our egos are damaged. As a result, it's almost impossible for the marketer to regain our trust. Truth and beauty. Am I telling you not to worry about quality, to ignore the essence of your product, the way it works, the way you develop it, the impact it has, all so you can tell a story? For the